going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Ruben from Rainier is. Ruben, are you there?
OSIR.
Oh, hello, Ruben. Steve, I need you to get out of here.
See ya.
For those playing at home, Ruben has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready? Ruben? Are you there?
Yeah.
What color cat is considered to be bad luck?
Are you there? One more time.
What color cat is considered to be bad luck?
Black.
What movie set is at the
Black.
Fictional Bushwood Country Club?
Pass.
The Underwater Museum of Art is located in which U.S. state?
California.
No.
Washington.
No.
New York.
No. On a dartboard, what number is between 1 and 5?
13.
No.
18.
No.
1 and 4.
No. Who is Angelina Jolie's father?
Pass.
Ruben. You're number one in my heart.
I also think Ruben. Ruben, you have some kind of weird delay on your phone, buddy.
It must be an iPhone. Ruben, are you using an iPhone?
No.
Are you using an Android? It's an Android, Taryn. That's the problem. I'm telling you.
What's going
on?
Huge, I think Ruben was having some phone issues.
Huge
maybe.
Delay. Like, she would ask the question. It was like 5 seconds before he would answer.
Is he calling from Iraq or something?
No, he's calling from an Android.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That makes sense. Duh. Yeah.
Get an iPhone, you'd be able to answer quick.
Oh, sure. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What color cat is considered to be bad luck?
That would be a black cat.
Sure is. What movie is set to the fictional Bushwood Country Club?
Cat. Caddyshack?
It is. The Underwater Museum of Art is located in which U.S. state?
Washington?
No.
Hawaii?
No.
Florida?
Yes. On a dartboard, what number is between 1 and 5?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
10.
No. Who is Angelina Jolie's father?
John Voight.
He is. What is the only bird featured on the Chinese calendar?
A rooster.
It is. Mm-hmm. What is the name
Year of the...
What is the name of Gumby's horse?
Pokey.
Yeah. In what U.S. city would you find the Great American Ballpark?
U.S. city. Cooperstown.
No.
In Chicago.
No.
U.S. city. Seattle.
No. How many days in a week were there in ancient Roman times?
5.
No.
6.
No.
7.
No. In what organ of the human body would you find the nephrons?
Down below.
No.
the stomach.
No.
The heart.
No. But Steve, you're not going to believe this. You got 6 correct.
I did?
You did.
6, 6, 6. I got a 666.
You got a 6 at 650, a 6 at 750, and a 6 at 850.
No.
And you won. The most 6-1.
The most evil win of all time right there, baby.
Hey, I'm smart. You dumb.
When you think that you got what you think that you got, give it up, cause you're so dumb, dumb. I can make it go, make it stop. Do it.
All right, we are. All right, that's good.
On a dartboard, the number positioned between 1 and 5, Danny, do you know it?
No idea.
It is the number 20.
20.
The Great American Ballpark is in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, okay.
The number of days in the week in ancient Roman times was 8.
I went the wrong direction.
And then the organ of the human body where you'd find the nephrons is the kidney.
Okay.
Yeah. Congratulations on your big victory, Steve Meigs. And
6.
Whether
6-6.
The number of the beast. Whether someone beats you or not, they can rock the new I Beat Migs shirt. It is available in the Rock Shop, and you look like Dogman on it. It's fantastic.
It's one of my favorites. And shout out to our buddy Chris, who created the shirt. It's awesome. You can check it out at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Yesterday, thanks to the request of a listener, we spun a wheel, and that wheel landed on nasty sandwiches that we would all have to prepare and eat. The one I landed on involved beef tongue. So how did it go? We're going to try all these treats after Billy Idol. Yesterday, thanks to a request from a listener, we decided to spin a wheel with a bunch of nasty sandwiches on it.
Yes.
And determine which one each of us would need to prepare and then consume.
Consume it.
The options included everything from peanut butter and mayo to beef tongue.
Dripping lard.
Bacon grease in there, too.
A brown sugar sandwich. All different types.
And so what did I end up landing on, Steve Migs?
She's going to get something good. Watch.
Something. Nothing is good on this list.
Yes, it is. Better than that. Please be tongues.
No!
Danny?
What?
You ask and you shall receive.
Yes!
Look at my computer. The beef tongue sandwich.
Where does one go to find beef tongue?
Oh, they sell it at Best Buy.
Turns out they don't sell it at Best Buy. But
tried.
They do sell it at my local meat shop right down the street from my house, Sylvana Meats. So I went there after work. Okay, so I'm at my local butcher shop, Sylvana Meats. I've been coming here for like 20 years, you guys. It's my favorite. Kevin is going to give me some tips on preparing my beef tongue so that I can make beef tongue sandwiches in the morning. Kevin, what are your big tips for making this happen?
Boil it, then you skin it, and then you can roast it in the oven or just keep boiling it and then slice it.
So this sounds like just way too much work.
It also comes to you completely frozen. So there was also the thawing process I had to go through last night.
Slice it.
Do you, Kevin, enjoy beef tongue from time to time?
No, I do not.
Oh, great. The butcher's even like, it's not my cup of tea.
No, thanks.
Peyton, do you like beef tongue?
I've only had it once. It was all right.
So should I set my expectations high or low?
Somewhere in the middle.
What do you season it with?
Salt, pepper.
Do I throw a bay leaf in there when I'm boiling it? What do I do?
Yeah, you can do that too.
Well, I appreciate you.
Super soft.
All right. I'm ready for my soft tongue, guys. Thanks.
Well, now you're flirting with the butchers.
Yeah.
Both of them. Guys, real quick, though. What do you think it costs per pound?
Ooh, $6.99.
$14.99.
Over $15. This was a $50 beef tongue.
What?
$50.
They couldn't chop just
tongue.
A part of the
nope,
tongue?
It's all frozen.
Well, they probably like, no one's buying it, so we have to mark the price up.
So this is a expensive sandwich experiment.
It's better be the best sandwich I've ever had.
How many beef tongues do they have in stock?
I have no idea. I was like, can you give me one of the smaller ones? And they're like, they're all pretty much the same size.
This is all we got, lady. Wow.
So while I was boiling it, I was chatting with my son Barrett about what was going on.
Okay, so Barrett, you know how I work with Danny and Steve on the radio?
Yeah.
We're all making some really weird sandwiches from, like, way back in the day, like 80 years ago or more. That's older than Papa. How long ago?
Okay.
You want to know what I'm making? This is the kind of sandwiches I'm making. This is a beef tongue. Do you know what beef tongue is?
Yeah.
This is the tongue of a cow.
That'd be great. Like, lady, of course, it's beef and it's a tongue. I kind of put two and two together. Kind of mom are you? I have to rely on you for education?
This is the tongue of a cow. What do you think?
Ew.
Would you eat it?
No.
Do you think it looks good or bad?
Bad.
What does it look like?
It looks like a shoe.
It does look like a shoe. What do you think it's going to taste like?
I think it might taste gross.
Do you think it'll taste like a shoe?
Yeah.
Would you eat it?
No.
Do you think Daddy should try some?
Yeah. Can I have my four puffball things?
What are puffballs?
The ones I got from Easter.
Maybe. I don't even know what those are.
So you have it.
I have it.
Oh, all right, so you had to make a beef tongue sandwich, and you have not tried it.
I have not tried it.
Okay, so you have it all ready to go. Let's see what you think. I love the look of concern on her face as she's putting her mouth on this thing.
I know.
All right, so what's
don't
the
throw up, please.
It's just a little bit of a weird texture.
Okay. Does it taste good?
It's good. I put some mustard on there, sourdough bread. I toasted it.
How heavy-handed were you on the mustard?
Pretty heavy-handed.
Danny, do you want to try it?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I can't, unfortunately. Dietary reasons.
Oh, yeah.
It's not vegan.
All right.
It's not terrible.
All right.
Oh, that was a good size bite.
He went in aggressively. He took a huge bite.
That's delicious.
You like it?
You actually like it?
Yeah. I don't think there's a weird texture.
It's not too bad.
I might eat that whole thing, actually. Mm. Kind of reminds me of like a weird Spam, almost.
Yes. Migs?
Yes.
Let's see what you landed on.
All right. Let's check and see if I can find it. There you go. Oh, boy. I'm so nervous.
Liverwurst, for sure.
Oh, I hate you. If it lands on liverwurst, I'm going to be so sad. What is it going to be? I got the brown sugar sandwich. Let's go! Real hard.
Yeah.
It was brown sugar, butter, crushed up some pecans, and I had Tatum try it last night. Would you like to hear her review?
Yes.
No, just as a preface it, she was taking a bath when I had to do this. We were on a time crunch because she had Adventurers Club, so I had to have her try it while she's in the bath.
Of course.
So if you hear some loud noise, that's the water pouring into the bathtub. All right, we're hanging out at Tatum's bath. Are you ready to try the brown sugar bread?
Yeah.
Okay. Pick a piece, whatever piece you want, and let me know if you think it's good.
Mm. Yummy.
What does it taste like?
Bread.
Expert analysis, it tastes like bread. So I brought some in for you guys if you want to try it.
All right, here we go.
It's just bread and brown sugar.
I know. But it looks burnt as all get out.
What are you talking about? It's got like a little char to it. Like, that's how I like it. Cajun style.
A little charred, a little soggy.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah, because I toasted it last night. And been sitting in my kitchen all night.
How do you like it?
It tastes like brown sugar. Like my daughter said, it tastes like bread.
Yeah.
It does.
It's fine.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it could be a good dessert. I don't consider that a sandwich, though.
Yeah, it's very it's very sweet.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
Danny, let's go back in time and see what yours landed on yesterday.
Where will it land?
It's
like Danny V.
It's a mini wheel.
Not the watermelon.
Oh, man.
I swear, I can't see your screen. If you say lard, I'm throwing something at you.
Danny, I will show you the screen. I'm not doing this to troll you.
Oh, my God!
What did
dripping lard and bacon grease sandwich.
Which sounds naughty.
Mm.
Yeah.
Guys, I have not had lard. I mean, my mom used to cook with lard when I was a kid, but you could smell it. Like, I don't know if you know how lard and bacon grease you smell that fat, right?
Okay.
It's been in my house since then. I had my girlfriend text me this morning. It was like, I hate you for making lard and then just dipping bread in it. And I've been smelling this all morning. It's the saddest.
So there's no actual meat. It's just the grease of beef.
Yeah, it's supposed to be salty and fatty.
All right, let's see what happens.
This is definitely straight out of the Great Depression.
It really is.
I'm going to continue to enjoy my brown sugar sandwich.
You know,
does it taste like bread with a bunch of grease on it?
No. It just tastes like, okay, it literally just tastes soggy.
It feels soggy.
That is probably the, oh my God. Not good. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
The worst part about it.
Mission accomplished. Both of you look very depressed while eating it.
The worst part about it was yesterday when I had it, it was just an inch of fat. I put the bread in, the fat just disappeared. Like, which I was expecting, but it was just like one of those, like, you really see how much lard goes in there.
Danny, between the three sandwiches, which one did you like the best?
Honestly, the beef tongue.
I think I did too.
I like the brown sugar, to be honest with you. Right, I hate you. Tried. An inch of fat. I think that was that your nickname in high school?
The inch of fat, yeah, yeah. It still is. The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Disturbed and their 25th anniversary of the Sickness Tour at Climate Pledge Arena on May 5th. And Daughtry is going to be there as well. Say good morning to Joey from Covington, who is our worthy competitor. What's up, Joey?
Well, how's it going, guys?
We're doing great, man.
Yeah?
We're going to spin that wheel and see who you're playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who will it land on? Will it be T-Dog or will it be Migsy? Joey, it's you and T-Dog.
All right, T-Dog, let's go.
Let's go, Joey. Here is your clip. And I
feel it. Nice.
Can I get a hint, please? Sorry.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, every one time.
Okay. And I feel it. All right, T-Dog, he needs a hint.
So the band, the lead singer was once Scott Weiland. The new lead singer is Jeff Goot.
If he doesn't know Scott Weiland, he's not going to know Jeff Goot.
And our friend Steve Miggs played drums with this band one time at Pain in the Grass many moons ago.
Stone Temple Pilots?
Yes. Damn. And so
you should have led with the most important member of STP, and that's me.
The song title is like, I guess it could be like a soft, fuzzy kind of stuffed animal. You might say it feels
plush.
Yeah.
Yet again, one of those songs that never says the song title in it.
Why they got to do that to us?
Right.
Right.
Specifically, like, for this game.
I think that was a 90s theme.
You know, you're absolutely right. I think everybody's just trying to kind of throw you off the beaten path.
All right, Joey, we make a great team. Now it's my turn. Danny, let's hear the clip.
Ooh!
That would be...
He does say the name of the song in the song.
The White Stripes, Seven Nation Army? Yeah!
That's awesome, guys.
Hell yeah, Joey.
Joey, you're going to go see Disturbed.
Right on. Real quick, Biggs, what do you think about WrestleMania 41?
Dude, there were some ups and downs throughout the entire show, but for the most part, I really enjoyed it.
Me too. It was a really good show.
Oh, dude, I mean, there was some good stuff going on. I mean,
nothing
that Danny or Taryn would care about, but a great WrestleMania.
I mean, dudes with their shirts off, I absolutely care about that.
But your guy Cody Rhodes lost. He lost the title.
Dang it. Is there always next year?
There's always next month.
The Daily Mix Show.
If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk with us about, call in now. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Red Hot Chili Peppers. All morning long, we have received texts and calls from you, but we just have not had a chance to get with everybody yet, Steve. Right. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please do give us a call if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to go over with us. 206-803-ROCK. Tammy from Oak Harbor, you want to tell us about your child?
Well, what we're doing is we're throwing a 3-day festival for a child that has cancer. And so we're helping Let's Make a Wish.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. So what's going on? What kind of a charity thing are you doing?
Okay, so we're trying to get people to come and play music any day. And we've got people coming to sell their arts and crafts, and we got food vendors, and we have tons of motorcycle friends coming from all over. And it's open to the public.
And where's this taking place, Tammy?
This is taking place at, Well, here in Oak Harbor. Actually, it's in Coopville, and it's,
Yeah, this would help.
Yeah, that would help.
I know. Oh, man.
What about the dates, Tammy? What are the dates of it?
I'm because I wasn't expecting to go on the air. So I'm really, really like, oh, my gosh. Bell's Farms is where we're having it.
Bell's Farms, okay. And when is it happening? Yes.
This is happening July 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's the weekend after the 4th of July.
Nice. Awesome.
And by chance, this is a random question, but you said it's for to help the kid get a Make-A-Wish. Is there a specific thing that the kid wants to have happen through Make-A-Wish?
So this is what you have to do. You have to raise $11,000. And that is our goal, is to raise $11,000. Now, if we raise more, we'd love to help another child.
Yeah.
But that's what our motorcycle club does, is charity. We're called the Cons, MC,
nice.
And we're out of Oak Harbor. And we've helped many of people with cancer. And this time, we're trying something new. We always give it to the Girls and Boys Club. But this year, we want to help a child with cancer. And his family gets to go and do their dream.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Tammy. I appreciate all the info, and we hope to send some Rockaholics out there for the event.
I would love that. Thank you so much.
And I'm glad you figured out where it was, because that would have been awful. But here we are like, hey, how can we help? I'm like, I have no idea where it is.
Bell's Farm, Coopville. That's the county seat of Island County, Steve Miggs.
Are you making that up?
I'm not making that
up. How did you even know that?
Well, because it's Island County, you know, like Camano Island is right by Stanwood, and that's part of Island County.
Duh.
The county seat is in Coopville. So if you get pulled over speeding on Camano Island, you have to drive all the way around to Coopville on Whidbey Island to go contest your ticket. Not that happened.
I feel like that might have happened to somebody here, and that's why you learned about this.
That's it.
We got a lot of texts this morning earlier about Alice in Chains, because we were talking about how Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains, he was asked, somehow in an interview it came up that he said that the song Love, Hate, Love from their first record, Facelift, is a true, to him, that's their masterpiece.
I agree.
Which, I mean, depending on the day, I would agree with you too, but it's so hard to figure out, like, what is the greatest Alice in Chains song. And we've had a lot of fans, and ourselves included, trying to figure it out. And we've got a few more people that have texted in. Somebody texted in and said that they would go with the Bleed the Freak version that happened at the Moore Theater.
Yes.
So I found the clip of that.
Thursday for me. Now you gotta bleed the freak.
That entire concert is up on YouTube. If you're an Alice in Chains fan and you haven't watched their Live at the Moore Theater, which I remember geeking out when I first got the job at KSW, because the video, I don't know if you remember this, it starts with Damon Stewart formerly working here, him introducing the band. It's like, hey, it's Damon Stewart from KISW. I remember being a high schooler in New York watching this video, and you remembered everything about the video, including the stage announcement. And then fast forward like a billion years later, getting to work at KSW is pretty freaking cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even if you're not an Alice in Chains fan, that video might make you an Alice in Chains fan, honestly.
Here's another one that, honestly, when they texted it in, I was like, oh, man, this is an absolute masterpiece as well. It's a dark.
It is.
Dark record.
But if you live in Seattle, there's a good chance that's going to happen anyway, so.
That's a very solid point. And then somebody else had another suggestion for what they felt would be the ultimate, ultimate Alice in Chains song. I didn't know this was Alice in Chains.
Not a lot of people do, Steve.
Crazy. It's probably Lane's best work. You know, I think I like Alice in Chains now. Do not, Danny, do not speak ill of the masterpiece known as Tub Thumping.
No, I'm saying I love this song. It's better than anything Alice in Chains came out with.
If I wasn't so happy to hear this song, I'd slap you upside the head for such a stupid comment.
The Daily Mix Show.
You guys are pretty tatted up. Do you have any that you wish you could have removed?
I mean, I have, yeah, I mean, not just replaced.
206-803-ROCK for one celebrity. They've already dropped $200,000 on this. We're going to talk about it at 950. Tattoo removal is a very expensive, very painful process, and no one knows that more than Pete Davidson right now. He has already spent $200,000.
Wow.
And he's only removed about 30% of his tattoos so far with that dollar amount.
That's a lot of cash.
It could take another 10 years to wipe them all clean off his body. So Pete stopped by the Tonight Show and was talking about the process.
Some of your tattoos are going away.
Yeah, I've been burning them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're almost gone.
Is it painful?
It's horrible.
Yeah, he's burning them off, Jimmy.
Sounds really awful.
It is, yeah. Right?
Oh, it's worse.
Worse than getting them.
Well, they got to burn off a layer of your skin, and then it has to heal for like 6 to 8 weeks, and you can't get in the sunlight, and then you got to do it like 12 more times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So really think about that Game of Thrones tattoo you're thinking of getting.
Really think about it.
Really
consider
about it.
Do you remember like how many you had at one point?
Probably like 200.
Yeah, 200 tattoos.
Yeah, I was a sad boy.
Yeah. You know, I can respect that. There have been times I've gotten a tattoo because I'm like, I just can't get my mind off of everything.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Huh. Some of my tattoos, I swear, they have no meaning, but the meaning is why I went to get it.
Sure.
Like I have one, and it's like a skull that's puking blood. And on my arms, on this arm, and it's just like, people are like, why did you get that? I'm like, I just need to get my mind off of stuff. I went over to my buddy Tony. I'm like, what are you working on right now? You want to tat it on me? And he's like, yeah, I've been doing this crazy piece with a skull and it's shooting out blood out of its mouth. I'm like, let's go.
You know, some people just try meditation.
Why didn't you tell me that before I got this tattoo?
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Drivers here in the state of Washington are being warned about another new scam, and this one is not the fake good-to-go texts. It's something else.
This one is dumber.
We're going to tell you what it is during the Daily Mix download after Soundgarden.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is here, still enjoying your birth week.
Yeah, well, I guess it is my birth week, isn't it?
And you celebrate all week. That's how I do it, all week.
I sort of did all of that over the weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, Ryan doesn't give off the vibe of someone who needs to celebrate a birth week.
Yeah.
I feel like he's just like, give me a day or two, and then I need to just like
Have a rest.
Well, keep in mind
a rest of regret.
Keep in mind what my normal level is.
Yeah. You
know? Like, so if I'm going to turn it up for a week, I think I'm a little too old for that now. nothing like celebrating your 47th birthday for 3 days to remind you that you're not 22 years old
for
anymore.
For real, you know? Right?
Too old for this crap.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And tonight, the NFL draft is happening.
Wow, Taryn and I are going to be at the Smash Benefit watching Fleetwood Mac songs.
Well, that's exactly how people should be celebrating the NFL draft. Look, who knows if the Seahawks are going to make the number 18 pick or if they're going to trade down. We'll see what happens. They say if they did the math right, now the draft starts at 5 p.m. on ESPN, but it looks like it'll be right around 7:15 when the Seahawks will be making their pick if they don't draft out of there. But they got a bunch of picks, so hopefully they address their needs at offensive line, wide receiver, and also defensive back. Those are like the main issues, but knowing them, they'll pick a quarterback.
Let's go Hawks.
Yep.
A flight from Seattle to Redmond, Oregon had a bit of a delay because one of the passengers made some sort of an inappropriate comment to one of the flight attendants. So the inappropriate comment led to them having to do a full-on security sweep of the plane.
Do you think it was like a bomb joke? Or like,
I think something like that.
Sweet hoots.
Let me see them boobies.
Yeah.
All the passengers had to deplane. The passenger that said the inappropriate comment and their person that they were traveling with both were not allowed to get back on the airplane.
I'd be so pissed at my friend or family member.
Have you ever been to Redmond, Oregon?
Yes, I have.
The math checks out.
They were only an hour and 20 minutes behind schedule, though, all things considered, which I guess is not terrible. But still, I'd be very frustrated.
We got a new scam. I don't understand how people are falling for this, but Washington State Patrol, they're warning drivers about a rise in freeway scams involving fake gold sales. So just as a warning, if someone tries to sell you gold on the side of the road, don't buy it.
Okay. Good to know. Mental note.
Maybe even call 911.
I'm going to put a post-it note in my car.
Who said it? Babe, I got this gold. Where'd you get it? Oh, right off of 167. The hell is people
roadside gold stand.
Uh-huh. I don't even stop for the people selling oranges on the side of the road. Now I'm stopping for gold.
Road gold.
Hey, the Mariners won yesterday. They're back at it again at 10:30 over in Boston against the Boston Red Sox. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 70 degrees. It's gonna be sunny today.
Nice.
Perfect day to go stay inside and watch David Bowie covers. Or what is it?
Fleetwood Mac covers.
Sorry,
yes. I said Queen. And I even know better, so.
Hey, that's the DMV brought to you by our brains and also Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.